Meet Antonia. The character is fictional. The experience is shared by people across London today. This is their story. In Greenwich and Woolwich, the NHS workforce crisis deepens while aspiring healthcare professionals are turned away from training programs that have empty places. Antonia wanted to become a doctor to serve her community, but encountered a system where Treasury spending limits prevent the connection between people who want to train and wards that need staff.
I grew up in Woolwich watching my mum clean offices at night, and my dad drive the 380 bus during the day. Mum came from Portugal with nothing but determination. Dad arrived from Ghana with a degree in engineering that nobody here would recognise. They worked every hour they could find to give me what they never had, the chance to study. I wanted to be a doctor. Not for the money or the status, but because I'd seen what happens when people like us can't afford private healthcare. I'd watched my neighbours queue at the food bank where I volunteer, choosing between heating and prescription charges. I kept a small herb garden on my balcony, growing mint and rosemary, learning how plants heal. I studied biomedical science at King's College London, spending my evenings in the library while other students went out. I knew exactly what I wanted: to come back to my community as a doctor. In 2021, I applied for graduate entry medicine at King's. I'd scored in the top 10% on my GAMSAT. My personal statement was solid. My references were strong. I walked into the admissions office confident I'd earned my place. The admissions officer barely looked up from her screen. "All funded places have been allocated," she said. "Treasury spending constraints on Health Education England." I asked what that meant exactly. She shrugged. "The money isn't there." I stood in that corridor for 10 minutes trying to understand. The money isn't where? The UK government prints the money. I applied to work as a healthcare assistant at Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Woolwich, while I planned to reapply. Same response. "We can't hire new staff," the HR manager told me over the phone. The trust's training budget was frozen. I asked how they could freeze training when the wards were short-staffed. "Budget constraints," she said, as though that explained anything. I could hear alarms beeping in the background through her phone. People needed care, and I was ready to learn how to provide it. In 2022, I tried a different route: nursing degree apprenticeships through Health Education England. I filled out the application knowing this was exactly what I wanted: direct patient care, learning while earning, serving my community. The response came in a standard letter. Despite having 40 unfilled training places at Greenwich University, HM Treasury has capped our recruitment budget. There it was again, the money. As though the Chancellor had opened an empty tin and found nothing inside. I started walking past Greenwich University's health building on my way to the food bank. Entire floors of simulation labs sat empty. Through the ground floor windows, I could see brand new medical equipment still in packaging. Cardiac monitors, ventilators, training mannequins that cost thousands each, all sitting unused. I spoke to the security guard one afternoon. "They used to run weekend training sessions," he said. "Packed every Saturday, had to stop when the money dried up." I asked when that was. "About 2 years ago. Shame, really. Building's just sitting here now." That weekend, I knocked on doors in my street. Three of my neighbours had care experience. Mrs. Johnson had looked after her disabled husband for 15 years. Mr. Okafor had worked in care homes before the pandemic. And Sarah from number 47 had been a healthcare assistant before her contract wasn't renewed. All three had applied for that same nursing programme. All three had been turned away for budget reasons. Mrs. Johnson showed me her rejection letter, the exact same wording as mine. I went back to the university building and counted the floors. 5 stories of medical training facilities, equipment worth millions, lecture theatres that could hold hundreds, and across the borough, experienced people who wanted nothing more than to train as nurses. The security guard was right. It made no sense. I started asking different questions, not "where is the money?" but "who decided not to spend it?" The government that issues the currency told me it couldn't afford to train people. The same government that found £895 billion for quantitative easing after the financial crisis. The same government that writes checks to contractors without blinking. But training nurses? Suddenly the cupboard was bare. I used to accept the excuse that there was no money. I hear it differently now. The government that prints the notes and mints the coins told me it could not find enough of them to train the people who were standing right there, ready to work. The real question was never about money. It was about whether the people existed, whether the skills could be taught, whether the materials were available. They were, all of them. The excuse was not a fact. It was a choice wrapped in the language of impossibility. It is the same logic as a household that says, "We cannot afford it," except a household does not issue its own currency. The government does. The limit was never the money. The limit was the willingness to spend it into the places and the people who needed it. I still volunteer at the food bank. I still tend my herb garden. But I understand now that my story isn't about one woman who didn't get into medical school. It's about a government that chooses to leave training places empty while wards run short-staffed, that chooses to lock buildings full of equipment while people queue for basic care. Every constituency has its Antonias, people ready to serve, blocked by excuses that dissolve the moment you look at them closely. The real question isn't where the money comes from. It's why they choose not to spend it.
What Antonia experienced has a name: fake experts. This technique relies on citing authorities who treat debatable claims as settled facts. Think about tobacco companies in the 1950s citing doctors who endorsed smoking, or pharmaceutical companies selecting researchers who minimize side effects. The authority sounds credible until you examine what they're actually saying. In Antonia's story, every institution cited "economists say" or "treasury constraints" as though these were natural laws rather than political choices. Which economists? The profession is divided. Many macroeconomists argue the binding constraint is real capacity, not currency. But Health Education England, NHS England, and HM Treasury treated the household budget analogy as self-evident truth. They cited unnamed experts who supposedly proved that spending on nurse training would somehow exhaust the government's ability to issue its own currency. The fake expertise here was treating monetary sovereignty like household accounting. Every rejection letter Antonia received referenced budget constraints, as though the UK government could run out of pounds the way a household runs out of savings. The real constraint was never the currency, but the resources. Did qualified instructors exist? Yes. Did training facilities exist? Yes. Did people want to train? Yes. The decision to cap recruitment was political, not financial. The resources existed. The people existed. The decision not to connect them was political, not financial. Greenwich and Woolwich ranks 229 out of 543 English constituencies for deprivation. English Indices of Deprivation 2025, MHCLG, placing it in deprivation decile 5. The constituency has 644 registered charities, Charity Commission Register, England and Wales, and received £18.4 million in total grants, 360 giving Grant Navi. All sources are published at blockedbritain.co.uk. Blocked Britain tells the stories of people whose lives are shaped by the gap between what Britain needs and what its institutions choose to provide. Every character is fictional. Every situation is drawn from official statistics. Produced by Blocked Britain.